Hello, this is Ed McMahon with Monitor 67, your weekend companion for news, sports, music, and comedy. 4 minutes from now, we'll meet comedian Bob Newhart, currently sitting in for Johnny Carson as host of The Tonight Show. Meantime, let's listen to Jamie and the J. Sylvia Singers. Who am I?
The buildings reach up to the sky. The traffic thunders on the busy street. The pavement slips beneath my feet. I walk alone and wonder.
Mr. American Motors Rambler Dealer, it's surprise time.
Right, with surprising deals on 1967 Ambassadors. And say the secret surprise word, you get a special surprise.
For the benefit of the radio audience, the secret surprise word is duck.
I'm interested in this yellow duck.
How come you know the secret surprise word?
I just heard it over the radio.
Oh. Well, this is our top-of-the-line Ambassador.
Swell, what's my surprise?
Your surprise is that Motor Trend Magazine calls the interior of the Ambassador overwhelmingly rich.
Yeah, I can see that. What do I get for saying duck? Well, you owe me another surprise.
Very well. See the low list price on this Ambassador?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'll sell it for even less.
Now, that's a nice surprise, but what do I get for saying duck?
Here.
What?
Your surprise.
Yes, for a surprising deal on a big 1967 Ambassador from the same dealer who sells a U.S. compact at an import price. See your American Motors Rambler dealer.
Want to buy a duck?
For the past several evenings, it's been my pleasure to sit next to a man named Bob Newhart, currently hosting The Tonight Show while Johnny Carson's on vacation. Bob is a very funny man with a serious approach to his craft, as he pointed out to reporter Dale Remington in this interview.
Bob, this is not, I'm sure, a very original question. I'm sure every person who interviews asks you whether or not you have a favorite routine, one that you particularly like.
Well, you like them for different reasons. I like the driving instructor because it's probably been the nicest to me of all the routines. I mean, more than any other one, it's accounted for the things that have happened. I like Abe Lincoln because of what it says. Some routines don't go as well as others, but I enjoy doing them. I guess it's a case of loving the ugly child more than the pretty one. The routine you like the most is the one you're working on, the new one. That's always.
I see. Well, I think that's a good attitude. Yeah. Bob, who's the funniest man you know? I mean, like, say, backstage.
Well, it's a tough question because there are people that work in different areas that are funny. Johnny Winters, I think, on and off stage, is the funniest man I know, the most inventive, the most creative man I know.
Is Johnny ever off stage, really?
Oh, yes. Johnny has very serious moments at times, and then all of a sudden we'll go into some strange, weird thing. Don Rickles in the insult area just breaks me up. They have to carry me out. Buddy Hackett, you know, Buddy is very inventive. So they all work in different areas. It's hard to say that there's one who is the funniest man.
Do you have any particular time of the day that perhaps you... is your inspirational time? I mean, do you wake up early in the morning and that's the time you think of good routines?
No, I haven't found it. There's no... there are days, I think, where you're more creative than others. There are days... I might try to set aside a day where I'm just going to write and come up with absolutely nothing, and then it seems like 2 o'clock in the morning, if any time, is my time, and all of a sudden I'll be just about to go to sleep, and an idea will strike me, and I'll wander in the bathroom, which is where I do most of my work.
That's
I think most of the great ideas of the world have come out of the bathroom.
Bob, as I recall in your background, weren't you an accountant before you became a comedian?
As I recall, I was, yes. I vaguely remember something about that. No, I did. I worked 2 years in Chicago as an accountant. And people find that hard to believe, but I never said I was a good accountant. I just happened to have a degree in it. And
Well, does that make you good at figures today? I mean, are you...
Not necessarily. It has an advantage. I have an accountant, my own accountant, and I get lost after about 2 minutes of talking to him, but I nod my head knowingly, and I find that he thinks I know what he's talking about, and he suspects I might know a little bit about accounting, so it kind of helps me, but I don't.
Well, Bob, there must be advantages and disadvantages in being Bob Newhart. Well, can you give me a couple of the advantages and then maybe a couple of the disadvantages?
The advantages are I don't look like Bob Newhart. So I can be or not be Bob Newhart, as I choose. I don't envy the Beatles or Elvis Presley because they have no privacy, and I do. I have a great deal of privacy.
Now, that's what you mean, and people don't recognize you as Bob Newhart?
They don't recognize me on the street too often. I never ask them. I always think they mean Paul Newman. But I'm...
Do they mean Paul Newman sometimes?
No, they haven't so far. But no, one guy, well, it was very dark in this room. We were playing pool one time in Los Angeles, and he kept asking me about the Hustler and Minnesota Fats, and I knew he had the wrong person. I can't convince my wife I look like Paul Newman. She doesn't see it. She says I tend more toward Leo Gorsi.
I see. But apparently she buys that look.
Well, she stuck with it, actually. You know, I mean, she's not a sore loser. That's the one thing you have to admire about her. She's, you know, she made her bed, and now she's going to lie in it.
Well, Bob Newhart, I'd like to thank you very much for
thank you,
spending
Dale.
Time here at Monitor.
Enjoyed it very much.
This is Dale Remington for Monitor.
Some people just don't believe that accent makes a difference when it comes to food. Take Herb.
All right. When Barney barbecues, he uses accent. I don't use accent. You want to convince me accent wakes up sleeping flavor? Take Barney's leftovers and take my leftovers, and let's have a taste test.
Herb.
Yes?
Barney never has any leftovers.
Oh.
You're tuned to Monitor at 17 minutes after the hour. Ahead, Joe Garagiola with some observations on jockey Angel Cordera. So stay tuned. You're on the Monitor Beacon.
The Conversation Station, WNBC, New York.
Sinatra, the Naked Runner. Sinatra, the Naked Runner. Sinatra, the Naked Runner, from Warner Brothers in Technicolor.
See the Naked Runner, now playing at the Forum 47th and Murray Hill Theaters.
Oh, miss, I hear Northeast serves hot snacks on Yellowbird jets to Boston.
Yes, sir. On 17 Yellowbird jets every weekday.
Oh, what time do they leave?
At 7:30, 8:30, 9:30, 10:30, 11:30, 12:30, 1:30, 2:30, 3:30, 4:30, 5:30, 6:30, 7:30, 8:30, 9:30, 10:30, and 11:30.
All jets, right?
Yes,
I... New Yellowbirds, huh?
Uh-huh, yes.
What are those times again?
Wouldn't you rather hear our jingle, sir?
Catch a Northeast Yellowbird. Catch a Northeast...
Ed McMahon here for Monitor, along with the voice of Frank Sinatra. A brand new one called You Are There.
You are there in autumn gold or summer bring, you are there. To lend enchantment to the scene, I hear music, and all because you are there. In a mist behind the window in the dawn, we have kissed. But when I reach for you, you've gone, you come.
Now, Monitor Sports with Joe Gargiola, brought to you by the refiners of the famed Kendall GT1 Racing Oil. If you're driving a Super Sport GT, 2 Plus 2, or any of the other great new breed of high-performance cars, you know they're patterned after racing cars. That's why these engines need the new motor oil, Kendall GT1 Racing Oil. Refined from richest 100% Pennsylvania crude oil, Kendall GT1 meets and beats the most severe test requirements. It lubricates without foaming or thin out at highest RPMs. It protects against scuffing and other engine wear. Designed and proven for racing, but recommended for all high-performance cars, whether on city streets or turnpikes. Ask your dealer for GT1 Racing Oil, refined by Kendall, makers of the official oil at Watkins Glen. Now, here's Joe Gargiola.
I don't think it makes much difference what you do. If you become a success, there are people who are going to think that you've had an easy life. While that's true in just about every field, it's especially true in sports. It's not hard to figure out why, either. A lot of athletes become stars in high school, keep it up in college, and then move into the pro ranks with a contract and maybe a bonus. But of course, that's not true of all athletes or all sports. There usually comes a time when a guy has to talk himself out of quitting. The big gamblers in sports are not the guys who bet their money. The really big ones are the ones who bet their time. One guy who cashed that bet is a young jockey named Angel Cordero. He's been a sensation of the New York racing season so far, and starting next year, he has a $100,000 contract to ride for Lou Wolfson's Harborview Farm. In racing, it's a lot easier to find a horse that goes for that kind of money than it is to find a jockey who gets it. Cordero is from Puerto Rico, and since he's still a young man, you might think that he hasn't had it too tough. Yet he already has learned the biggest lesson that anyone in sports has to learn, when not to quit. He learned it because of a friend, too. Cordero describes it this way. 2 years ago, I was ready to go home. I had 1 mount a week, and that was on the same horse. Do I remember his name? How could I forget it? His name was Jolly Bomber. I rode him 4 times and nothing happened. Finally, the trainer, E.B. Stewart, told me he was going to send the horse to the farm. He was no good for racing anymore. Things were tough, and they managed to get tougher. He'd get spending money from his older sister, get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, get lost on the subway, and finally wind up at the track so that he could gallop horses. Usually, he'd work out about 15 horses each morning, and the standard fee for that is $3 a horse. But even though he was broke, Cordero wouldn't take the money. Instead, he begged the owner, our trainer, to give him a mount. The answer was one that every young guy with a dream has listened to, in and out of sports. Show me you can do the job, and I'll use you. Cordero couldn't do that without a mount. It isn't hard to understand how the young man felt. And one day, he decided that he'd had it. He went back to the apartment he was sharing with another jockey, Eddie Belmonte, and packed his suitcase. And then he went to the airport to get a plane back to Puerto Rico. And while he was standing there, waiting for his plane, he suddenly felt the suitcase jerked out of his hand. He spun around, there was his roomie, Belmonte. Cordero was dragged back to the apartment. He laughs now when he thinks about that day. He says, when we got back home, Eddie opened the suitcase and threw my clothes all over the apartment. He hollered at me that I was chicken. That was 2 years ago. Next Monday, Cordero goes back to work after a 10-day suspension. He spent those 10 days enjoying his home, his family, his big car, and looking at a $100,000 contract. He owes his success to hard work, fast horses, and the friendship of Eddie Belmonte. This is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports.
Joe Garagiola's personalized, colorful sports reporting is heard every weekend on Monitor and weekdays on NBC Radio.
Hi, this is Coppertone's Hollywood correspondent, Army Archer, visiting Stella Stevens, delightful star of Columbia Pictures' Band of Gold. Tell us about it, Stella.
Well, Army, let's see. I suppose it proves we gals can always outsmart you fellows.
No argument about that. And you prove your point charmingly in the picture, making Band of Gold great fun.
Thanks, Army. By the way, I've proved something else for myself.
What's that?
That Coppertone gives you a better tan.
No argument there either, Stella. Coppertone is enriched with special moisturizers that make skin more tannable, help prevent dryness.
Yes, I get a perfectly beautiful tan, and I love what Coppertone does for my skin. Keeps it satiny smooth. How does Vic Damone sing it?
Get the fastest tan that anyone can. Tan don't burn, get a Coppertone tan.
I think I get the best of the sun with Coppertone.
Thanks for joining the Tannibles, Stella Stevens.
Thank you.
Bert Kempfert and the orchestra, Talk.
When your skin is bothered by chafing and minor irritations, you need the soothing relief of Ammons medicated powder. Ammons helps your skin's natural defenses with moisture absorbents to help keep skin dry, cool feeling, comfortable, with skin protectives to guard against rubbing and chafing.
And Ammons is an effective deodorant, too. Helps keep you fresh all over.
For the protection your skin needs, use Ammons every day.
This is Monitor 67, your best bet for news, entertainment, and information no matter where you are or where you go, anywhere in the USA. In the area between Yellowstone and Glacier Parks, our friends hear us on station KBLL, Helena, Montana. Hello, Helena. Now it's identification time for all of the NBC stations, the affiliates, all across the nation. And then we'll be back. This is Ed McMahon.
Stay in the know when you're on the go with Monitor on the NBC Radio Network.
The Salvation Army needs your help to send children to summer camp this year. Support the Salvation Army's work among the less fortunate children in your community. Send a generous donation to the Salvation Army Summer Camp Appeal at 546 6th Avenue, New York, New York, 10011. That address again, 546 6th Avenue, New York, New York, 10011. 80 degrees and partly cloudy in the metropolitan area. WNBC, New York.
This is Monitor 67, noting an incident that will bring a pang of recognition to all parents of teenage children. A 16-year-old girl answered the phone, turned with a look of amazement on her face and said, "Of all the crazy things, it's for you, Dad." Monitor music now, Henry Mancini with Two for the Road. Next, the veteran mule driver, Frankie Lane, "You Wanted Someone to Play With."
I know that you wanted someone to play with, while I wanted someone to love. For your kisses to me.
This is Ed McMahon continuing with Monitor 67. Just 3 minutes from now, we'll hear an eyewitness description of the fabled Loch Ness Monster. Right now, here's Claudine Longer to sing Good Day, Sunshine.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. I need to laugh, and when the sun is out, I've got something I can blab about. I feel good.
In Spain, it's C. At your Olds dealers, it's yes. Y-E-S for year-end savings. Your Olds dealer just can't keep from saying yes and giving you great savings on every beautifully engineered new 67 Oldsmobile in stock. He's saying Y-E-S, year-end savings, on the elegant 98s and great 88s, the young spirited F-85s and Cutlass Supremes, all featuring Oldsmobile's rocket V-8s. He's even saying yes on the exciting front-wheel drive Toronado. Every one features a long list of standard safety, comfort, and convenience features. If you hurry, you can still pick an Olds equipped with a stereo tape player, AM/FM radio, or any one of many other personal options. See your yes man, your Oldsmobile dealer, now. See if you can say no when he says Y-E-S, year-end savings on the 67 Olds of your choice.
Through the years, the so-called Loch Ness Monster has gained worldwide renown. And for the past 6 years, it's been the object of a serious effort to establish whether or not such a creature exists. One man who claims to have seen the Loch Ness Monster is Scotsman Clem Lister Skelton. And he was interviewed for Monitor by Hugh Ross.
There's something that you said to me already, Clem, about the creature. A, that it was shy. B, that it was loathsome. Well, now, you must have seen it to some extent to make that statement. Tell me about your own sight.
Well, I'll answer that question with a story that happened to me in 1964 in the middle of June. At this time, we had some people from the Army helping us with communications. We had only two stations at this time, one on either side of the loch, one on Urquhart Castle itself, and one directly opposite it. We'd finished watch, and two soldiers came into my caravan and said, could I run them across the loch? We had at the time on loan a boat with an outboard motor. And I said, yes, of course. This would be about 11:30 p.m. I took them down to the boat and we found that it was short of petrol. I said, well, don't bother about that. If it runs out of petrol, I can always row it back. It's only a mile across the loch. I put them in the boat, we went over to the other side, I dropped them, I turned round, I was, well, I suppose, about halfway across the loch when my engine petered out, and I knew I was out of petrol. So I started to row. I'd been rowing for 3-4 minutes, possibly. I looked over my right shoulder, and there it was. Now, all I can tell you about this is that it was bigger than the boat. It was just the one huge hump above the water in the gray twilight that one gets round about midnight in the middle of June. And I was scared. I was very, very frightened indeed. In fact, I think I'd have probably made the Olympics as a rower if I could have ever reproduced my form that night.
What about the other sightings then, Clem? Your own sightings?
The others? One very interesting one, the only time I've ever seen the head, was in March last year. And strangely enough, this was in a snowstorm. It was before the expedition had opened. I was busy setting up at the time. I hadn't got a camera to hand, not that it would have been much good, even if I had, and I saw the whole creature. Now, this is very rare. I saw the whole creature about a mile and a quarter away from me, the head, the neck, and the huge balloon-shaped back. There it was, in the snow. I saw it for, I suppose, 3 to 4 seconds, not long enough to get my hands on a camera. I was actually painting one of the insides of the caravans at the moment. I looked out of the window and there it was. Now, all I can tell you about what it looked like was, I suppose the head could be described as the head of a snake. It had a small head. It got wider as it got towards the body, and then this huge bulbous back behind it. And the neck was lying at an angle of about 30 degrees to the water, and the head was darting about, very quick, jerky motions. Well, that was it. That was my moment of glory, if only it had stayed a little longer and let me take its picture.
A footnote to the legend of the Loch Ness Monster. Now a monitor tip. For your camping trip, tie wooden matches in bundles of 10 and dip them into melted paraffin. They'll always light, no matter how wet the weather. And they'll stay in good condition indefinitely. And here is another tip. If you're going camping, fishing, hunting, or on a weekend trip, go first class. Borrow the equipment you need to enjoy your vacation from your local A to Z rental center, and at reasonable rates. Borrow tents, campers, trailer hitches, car top sleepers, sleeping bags, air mattresses, camp cots, you name it. Just look in the yellow pages under rental service for the A to Z rental center near you. Borrow anything your heart desires from A to Z. That's A to Z rental center. You're listening to Monitor 67, where you stay up to date on the weekend world. Ahead, Hugh Downs talks with NBC news correspondent John Chancellor, recently returned from covering the crisis in the Middle East. So stay with us. You're on the Monitor Beacon.
The Conversation Station, WNBC, New York. You probably heard Hugh Downs on Monitor Radio tell you about a special summer hearing aid value. Right now, Zenith is introducing a tiny new hearing aid called the Carlyle. It's the smallest, slimmest eyeglass hearing aid Zenith has ever made. So slender, it's hard to believe there's a quality Zenith hearing aid in the Temple Bar. You can probably use your present eyeglass frame fronts. So let Hearing Aid Center of Jamaica at 17005 Jamaica Avenue, Jamaica, Queens, New York, show you how inconspicuous a hearing aid can be. But do it now, because for a limited time only, they're offering a special introductory price on this tiny new Carlyle. And while you're there, see any of the other 18 Zenith Living Sound hearing aids.
Oh, fab, they put real borax in you. Oh, fab, they put real borax in you. It's the new summer clean you'll want to get close to. Oh, fab, I'm glad they put real borax in you.
Here's the new vaudeville band of Winchester Cathedral fame with a sequel, Finchley Central. Thank you.
Central is 2 and 6 pence from Golders Green on the Northern Line. And on the platform by the kiosk, that's where you said you'd be mine. There we made a date. For hours I waited, but I'm blowed, you never showed. And Finchley Central, 10 long stations from Gilders Green, change at Camden Town. I thought I'd made you, but I'm afraid you only let me down.
Controversy that continues to rage over whether or not I am related to the Wynn Oil Company people.
People!
I'd like to make a more important point.
Point!
Wynn's products do keep cars going strong.
Strong!
This was proven conclusively last Memorial Day at Indianapolis. The cars that finished first, second, and third all used Wynns.
Wynns!
But what about everyday driving? In hot weather, weekend and vacation trips? Use Wynn's new Charge.
Charge!
A can of Charge in your crankcase ensures full engine compression, prevents oil burning, and gives your car total power.
Power!
Switch to Charge and keep your car going strong. Wherever you get gas or service, ask for Charge. Made by Wynn's.
No relation
of Azusa.
In 1 minute, you Downs will be talking with John Chancellor, recently returned from covering the crisis in the Middle East, brought to you by Zenith Living Sound Hearing Aids. Zenith, where the quality goes in before the name goes on.
Hi, this is Hugh Downs with news about an incredibly tiny new Zenith hearing aid, the Zenette. This is the smallest hearing aid Zenith has ever made. So small, it fits in the ear. No ear mold is required. And yet, this astonishing little hearing aid could be just what you need to help you hear the bright, beautiful, happy sounds you may not be hearing as well as you once did. The tiny Zenette fits snugly in the ear. And it's so tiny, it tucks away in a small corner of your pocket or purse when you don't need it. Let your Zenith dealer show you the new size of sound, won't you? He'll be happy to demonstrate for you all the big features built into the smallest hearing aid Zenith has ever made. There's an authorized Zenith dealer near you, listed in the yellow pages under hearing aids. Visit him soon. Ask him to let you see and hear the all-new ultra-tiny Zenette, just one of the 18 different Zenith hearing aid models. Tell him Hugh Downs sent you.
John Chancellor, back with NBC News after serving 2 years as director of the Voice of America, has just returned from Tel Aviv, where he covered the war between the Israeli and the Arab nations. Hugh Downs interviewed John Chancellor for Monitor.
Could you tell us the story of when you drove from Jebel Libni to the El Arish, 10 days after the war, and what you saw going on there?
Well, Jebel Libni being one of the former Egyptian bases in the northern Sinai, actually toward the center of the Sinai Desert, and El Arish being an old town on the coast, this was an extraordinary demonstration of Israeli organization, because the war had only been over a few days, and the place was full of Egyptian tanks and still some Egyptian dead, and it was that sort of battle aftermath thing. And we came upon the Israelis building a pipeline down in the middle of the desert along this road, with all of the pipeline laying equipment going, it seemed to me maybe a mile an hour laying the pipe, which is terribly fast. And they were, I may be wrong, maybe half a mile. But the point of it was, here were these terribly vigorous men out in the... We'd brought a thermometer with us. It was 120 degrees then. It was not yet noon. Laying pipe to bring water down into the central Sinai. And it created in our drivers, we had two young Israeli boys driving us who'd been, I guess, demobilized by that time. And one of them didn't much care about the pipeline, but the other was terribly agitated by it. And I went to him and I said, "Why are you upset by this?" He said, "This means we're going to stay in the Sinai, and I don't want to stay in the Sinai." You keep running into vignettes about these interesting and quarrelsome and busy and disputatious people called the Israelis all over the country.
Did you get to Jerusalem? Did you see the Wailing Wall?
We did see the Wailing Wall, and quite an experience it is. Jerusalem is such an interesting place where the three faiths, Muslim, Christian, and Jewish, merge. The Wailing Wall is as you know, the foundation of the second Jewish temple. And the day I was there, you could just sense the fervor and the passion and the joy of the Jews being there, putting the phylacteries around their fingers and around their forearms and chanting the prayers. And an extraordinary outburst of affection for this object, for this temple. And I think it's important for us to remember that for Jews, that temple means something. Rome may be the holiest city in Christendom, and Mecca may be the holiest city in Islam, but that temple really means something to them. And this, I think, is why we can certainly speculate that the Israelis will never give up Jerusalem under any circumstances. Because that's their temple.
Hi, Mr. American Motors Rambler Dealer.
We have surprises for you.
Gee, a lollipop.
Listen to what Tom McCahill of Mechanics Illustrated says.
There isn't a better intermediate-sized car sold in the U.S. today than the 1967 Rebel.
Was that McHale?
That was my son, the ventriloquist. Now, look at the low price tag on this Rebel.
Dad, all he wants is a lollipop.
Get back in the box.
You get your kind of deal on your kind of car at your American Motors Rambler dealer. Now, during surprise time.
A man from Silverspoon asks, is there snob appeal in cooking with accent? Well, if you like to have the upper hand when it comes to great barbecues, accent is in a class all by itself. The distinction doesn't come from bribing the butcher, growing your own rare herbs and spices, but by waking up all the flavor possible with accent. Keeping your nose in the air isn't the only way to get into high society. You must do everything in extremely good taste, and that's where accent comes in.
Along comes Mary, the Baja Marimba Band. Now a message that's a real eye-opener.
That covers the club dues. Now let's hear from Al Bixby on entertainment. Al? Al? Al?
When you can't afford to be dull, sharpen your wits with No-Doze. No-Doze Keep Alert tablets or new chewable mints, safe as coffee, help you become more naturally alert to people and conditions around you.
Sharpen your wits with No-Doze. No-Doze keeps you alert.
You're in tune with Monitor 67 with all the swing sounds of the weekend world. I'm your host, Ed McMahon. NBC News on the hour next.
Keep tuned, the latest news now is on the air. Keep tuned for sports and views now from everywhere.